First of all, a podcast takes a lot of work, okay? You have to organize the guests, you have to do a Google Calendar, and you build a following. It takes a long fucking time, and I've been working on it for a while.
Hello, podcasters. Welcome back, or welcome to I Don't Care the Podcast. Almost the last episode. Welcome, we have Hiwat Tedla. Woot, 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 woot. Now, we recorded 20 minutes yesterday of us talking about the challengers, or challengers. But really nothing was recording. So here we are, back at it again.
Slay.
So, just a quick brief of what we said yesterday. I didn't love the movie. I was a little disappointed, but I still thought it was a good, well-rounded story. Entertainment-wise is where I didn't love it. You loved everything about it. Absolutely
loved everything about it. I thought it was so, 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 so good.
Yeah. And then we were just kind of going into some detail, but that's sort of like the gist of where we got. But I wanted to ask you what your favorite things about the movie were, and then the things that you thought they could have done better.
I'll start with the things they could have done better, because there's not that much. The music could have been reduced, like the volume of it all, for the most, I don't know, not a good amount of the time. I was like, I can't hear them. Like, mm-hmm. It was just so loud that it felt like a mistake. Sometimes it made sense for, like, when you were trying to, like, get hyped up on the tennis of it all. But, like, there were some times where I was like, we are mid-conversation. I'm going to need you to turn the volume down just a tad. There are no subtitles. We're in a theater, so I can't hear a thing you're saying. And then also, I think I would have liked a little more like, this is hard to say it's, like, wrong, because it was just, like, a choice, and I don't necessarily disagree with the choice, but it would have been nice to see just a little bit more interaction between Patrick and Art, maybe when they were older, just, like, a little, just in general, just a little bit more interaction, like, mm-hmm. not a lot, because I think the amount they had it at is good for, like, what they were trying to tell in the story, because everything did interconnect, but I was just kind of like, just like a little bit more, just so there wasn't so much up to interpretation, but I still thought it was good. And there was a couple direction shots, like there was a couple scenes that were like a little like OD in my opinion. Like he made a lot of choices, and you know, with choices comes good and bad.
Yeah.
And most of them I liked, but there were some shots that I was like, was that camera angle necessary?
Yeah, the POV shot. I don't know about that. Yeah. There were a lot of director choices in this that really did stand out from, like, yeah, the POV shots, the music choices, the sort of editing where things would come in from, like, the time sort of warps. But also, I guess you read the script, so you got to figure out more decisions that the director made of things to cut or just things to change.
I mean, I haven't finished the script, so I'll know, like, more when I finish reading it. Mm-hmm. But from where I'm at, which isn't that far, I've only read, like, 20-30 pages of it, like, there were some more changes than I would have guessed would have been in it, like, in at least the version I'm reading. And the thing is, like, I don't know the process between the script version I'm reading and the finished product, so maybe there was a different script that the director was working off of, like, a different draft, or maybe the director and the writer worked together, or maybe, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how much of it was the writer versus the director or the producers, like, I don't know, but in the script that I'm reading, there are, like, a decent amount of differences. Like, it's not so crazy, like, it is more or less the same thing you've watched, but the stuff that isn't in the script that is in the movie, I'm like, oh, you would have thought that would have been in the script, because it is such a key, like, part of the plot. Like, there's no, like, homoerotic tension or anything in the script as far as I've gotten. And in the movie, as far as I've gotten in the script, if that makes sense, there was, like, a lot of points where I was like, that's not it. Like, even the scene where they're watching Tashi play for the first time, like, she, like, hits the ball or she does something really impressive or something, and I don't remember who did it to who, but one of the boys, like,
grabbed the thigh.
Like, grabbed the other one's leg, right? Yeah. And it was, like, maybe because the other one's going to stand up, I don't really know, or maybe because it was just intense, but it was, you know, like, you know, a little whatever. That was kind of a nod to, like, it in the movie. But in the script, it's written that what's written is that as they're watching her play, they're both separate from one another. They're both getting boners. And they, like, don't, and then, like, one of them starts getting a boner, and then he, like, crosses his legs or does something to, like, hide it. And then, like, a second later, the other one starts getting a boner and does the same thing, but neither one of them are aware that the other one is, that's happening, right? So it's, like, in the script, it kind of is, like, more focusing on the fact that they are both so, like, into Tashi.
Yeah.
And they're both so, like, enamored by her, which is all, is true in the film, but it didn't have any of the, like, whatever, the thing between the two of them. And also in the script, the scene in the hotel room is not in it, like, at all, which I was like, that's interesting. The conversations are, but it's, like, the conversations are just at the beach instead. Like, the stuff where she's like, whoever wins, I'll give them my number. Like, that conversation still happens. They just have it at the beach.
You know, I feel like no journalist has both watched the movie and read the script, but I feel like some journalist needs to, because there's a lot of questions to ask the cast about, like, who was the one who made these decisions? Was it the three of you guys who read this and felt like there was something missing and you brought the idea to the director and the director loved it? Or did the director have this and want to implement it into the movie? I feel like that's a question they'd be like, wow, thanks for asking.
I think that would be so interesting, because I am really curious about all that. I did watch one interview, which I thought was interesting because I was surprised by this, where the churro scene where they like are both eating.
Oh my god, by the way, those churros looked so good.
Delicioso. They sure did look delicioso.
Yeah, they did.
And I was watching an interview where Josh O'Connor, who plays Patrick, it was Josh and Mike, Patrick Nart. He was saying, well, he also said they were delicious. He said that was his first time having a churro, and he said he hadn't eaten all day. But he also said that was not in the script, like, the way they did it. It was, like, in the script, all it said is they're talking while eating churros. And I remember they said that was just a choice that they made. And I remember thinking, oh, that's really interesting, because I noticed that at the beginning of the movie, they did the same thing that they did with the churros that they did with the hot dogs. So, like, they were walking and talking, and they both had hot dogs that they were eating, and Patrick eats his hot dog really quick, and then he takes Art's hot dog and he eats Art's, and then he gives Art a bite, if I remember correctly. And he did that, and then they did the same thing in the churro scene. So I remember when I started watching them eat the churros, I was like, oh, they're gonna do what they do with the hot dogs, which is, like, another nod to, like, their kind of, like, intimate relationship, that they're, like, basically a couple.
Do you think the churros came before the hot dogs?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, maybe they filmed it first, which would make more sense to me if they said that they just made it up.
Yeah.
Because then, like, you know, that doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was interesting, because I was like, that felt like another very important, like, plot point in terms of, like, tying together the fact that they have this, like, homoerotic relationship that's may not be, like, romantic technically, but they are, for all intents and purposes, like, dating. Like, they're just so connected in that way. And I thought that was, like, very intentional. Like, I assumed it was very intentional, but to know that it was maybe not, and it was just something that the actors came up with, and maybe it was, like, for the actors it was intentional, but it's interesting that it wasn't, like, something that the writer came up with or the director.
Do you personally think that the boys knew they had this sort of relationship? And I know they didn't at the beginning, but do you think at any point in the movie they figured it out, or was that the final moment?
I I've been thinking about this a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't really know for sure. And that's why I say I would have liked just a little bit more context, just so mm-hmm. I could like lean one more with one way or another or the other, more. Yeah. What I see a lot of people saying online is that they think like, oh, Patrick was in love with Art, or Art was in love with Patrick, and like they as if they were like aware of it in some way. And I don't know if I completely believe that. I think subconsciously they were like aware of like maybe they have feelings for each other or something, but I don't think it was as like, I don't think it was the motivating factor in a lot of their actions, yeah. which is why I don't think it's as relevant. But I do think that they like had something, and they were both, I think that Art was probably like less comfortable with that versus Patrick, because they did show the scene where Patrick is like scrolling through his Tinder or whatever. Mm-hmm, so they like made it clear that Patrick is comfortable with his sexuality mm-hmm. and he's openly like queer or whatever, or maybe not openly, yeah. but I think that was supposed to be implied that like, he's out and it's fine and mm-hmm. he's comfortable with that. But I think for Art, it's a little bit more like he is a little more uncomfortable with that, which is why I would maybe lean towards saying Art is the one who had more heavy of the feelings. But I think in general, my opinion is more that like when I was watching them on screen, I was like, oh, they're like dating. Like it just kind of felt like they were boyfriends, and they just, minus the like sexual stuff.
Yeah,
because it was just so intimate.
It's interesting because I think if they were two girl best friends, it wouldn't be thought in any sort of dating kind of way, because I think it would just be like, oh, these two girls, and it's just like think girls are close in friendships and stuff. But seeing it in guys, and to be honest, it didn't really click to me until the kissing scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't really pick up on any of the flirtation until the threesome.
Wow, really? I was like, dang, like, okay, boyfriends, like, mm-hmm. I almost had half a mind to, like, think that they were really together or something. Because I was like, it was just so, even the first scene where they, like, win the doubles tournament or whatever, and they're, like, celebrating together, mm-hmm. like, I was like, it's just a little more close than, like, I can tell that, like, they held on to, like, each other for, like, longer. It was supposed to be implied that it was, like, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Well, okay, so in terms of that, totally over my head. The thing with the, when they both saw Tashi and Art squeezed Patrick's leg, to me, that was like a, oh my gosh, she's so fucking hot, I can't control it type of squeeze.
I think it was that.
Yes.
I think it was also, like, a nod to, like, their kind of
yes.
thing.
I just didn't get that part. And so, they're kissing, they're making out, and Tashi even said to them, like, are you guys? Oh, you're...
I think,
okay.
Yeah.
And even then, I was like, well, they're just close best friends. I'm like, to me, they've been friends since kids. And then, yeah, the threesome stuff, I was like, oh, yeah, I've never had one. I assume these are the steps you would take.
Yeah.
And then when Tashi leaned back and the boys were just making out, I was like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, that was definitely, like, I think, like, a big catalyst moment. I'm really, like, a little shocked that you didn't see it a little bit before. I can't understand why. Kind of, because it's, like, I think they didn't play in, like, they didn't, like, show, like, mentally that they were there,
mm-hmm.
but their actions did, in my opinion, but, like, yeah, I do understand, because, like, even when Tashi would, like, ask about it, they were kind of, like,
no,
what, no, or, like, when she was, like, when she was just, like, I'm no homewrecker, and they, like, played into it as a joke.
Okay, so, in terms of the homewrecker thing, I, at first, was interpreting that in as she didn't want to get in the way of Patrick and his girlfriend.
Oh, girl, come on now.
Yeah.
Then he said, we don't live together, we're not exclusive.
I again thought he was talking about the girlfriend. So, I by the end, like, I was able to pick up on everything. It was just late. So, in the movie, I was figuring it all out. It was just, like, a delayed reaction. I didn't walk away from the movie being, like, confused. It just yeah. all it just had to click into place a little later for me.
Yeah. For sure, I get that. This part might be me like completely reading into it, mm-hmm. but even like the first, I think it was like one of the first scenes or whatever, like when we're in the future and it's Art like working out or something, like Tashi's doing her like businessy stuff or whatever. Art is with his like trainer maybe, and he's like stretching him out. And I remember just being like, what are y'all gonna kiss now? Like, because mm-hmm. like the way he shot it was like, he just got really close and they were both just like on top of each other, looking at each other for just a little longer than like would be normal. And I was like, okay, so this is like maybe implying the Art's like whatever. And then we got into all the Art Patrick stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is an interesting thing because Tashi did say a lot, I don't want to be a homewrecker. And then at the end of the movie, it was like, I guess I was a homewrecker.
Yeah, when she was talking to Art, she was like, I guess I was a homewrecker, mm-hmm. which is like, yeah, like she was. Because like, in my mind, I was like, it just felt like Art and Patrick were in a relationship. And the fact that they like, that Art got in between Tashi and Patrick and then they broke up and Art kind of like swooped with Tashi eventually, I was like, I was viewing it as like it was a breakup between two couples, because it was like Tashi mm-hmm. and Patrick broke up and then also Art and Patrick broke mm-hmm. up, which that's another slimy shit that Art fucking did, because why the hell would you drop your best friend? What did he do? That makes no sense to me. Like,
well,
what the hell?
I wonder if he dropped Patrick because his feelings for him became overwhelming and maybe he didn't know how to tackle that, so it was just easier for him to drop it and just play the straight boy, like, act and just have a family with Tashi and do that sort of thing. Because throughout the whole entire movie, he never felt comfortable, at least to me, in his sexuality, whereas Patrick did. I mean, even in the sauna, he had dick out, ass out. And he's like, yeah, I'm here. And Art was like, put it away. I don't want to talk to you with your dick out. And so I feel like he just had those sort of, he wanted to stay closeted. And I think the excuse of whatever happened to Tashi and Patrick was his way out.
Yeah, I think that's very possible for sure. It's just like still like slimy as fuck, you know?
Absolutely.
I felt so bad for him, but I also felt so bad for Patrick. You just lost your girl and your bestie for like seemingly no reason.
Mm-hmm. I didn't love something about Patrick I didn't love, and I think it was more so just either the way he spoke about Tashi.
He was kind of arrogant.
He was arrogant. I don't know if he actually liked Tashi for Tashi. I felt like he sort of liked her for her looks and she liked him for his sport. And I don't know if Tashi and Art were a better suited couple, but of the two options, I think they were, until they weren't at the end. Yeah, although they never were actually a good couple either. I mean, they needed to sort of all separate from each other, but then we wouldn't have a movie.
Yeah, I think that they're all just so, like, horribly damaged. So, like, I don't know if there's a version where any of them really work. But, and this, again, this is part of the, like, I would have just liked a little bit more, because mm-hmm. the fight between Tashi and Patrick and just, like, them as a couple in general, like, I think the natural assumption is kind of that they, like, just were not well-suited because Tashi is so tennis-focused and Patrick is maybe, well, I guess, I don't know, maybe he's not cheating because that was just, like, Art said. I mean, when Art talked to him about it, he said he's not, but, like, maybe he was, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And the only really thing we saw of them as a couple was when they had that fight.
Yeah.
So we don't really know what they would have been like or what they were like. The only thing we know is what we heard from Art, like, even as the audience. So, like, it's kind of the assumption that, like, maybe they just weren't well suited. And also on paper, they just seem like they're not well suited because he's so like crazy, and mm-hmm. she's like so intense. But I do think that like the fight that they had in the room, I the way I interpreted it was like Tashi brought it, and I want to watch it. This is why I want to watch it again, because I really want to like see exactly what they said. But Tashi brought up tennis because, like, the way I heard it was like she wasn't bringing up the tennis because she wanted to talk about tennis. It seemed like she was bringing up the tennis because Art just told her that this guy's on his tour and he's cheating on her with all these girls. And so she seemed like she was bringing up the tennis to talk about, hey, how's it going? Da 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 da. And like see if maybe something's going on. And then Patrick was upset that she brought up the tennis because in his mind, Art just told him that she's not really taking you too seriously. Like, this is kind of whatever for her. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what the heck? And then now we're about to have sex and you're bringing up tennis. Like, maybe yeah. you're really not taking me seriously. Like, I'm just another one of those people that you only view tennis as more important. That's the whole thing. I'm just the side thing in your life. That's kind of how I view their interaction. So it was like, that's why I think what Art did was sneaky and underhanded, even if he didn't mean it to roll out that way.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like their fight wasn't like just because they aren't well matched. It was because they were both insecure that the other one wasn't in it the way they're in it. Mm-hmm. And I also think for Tashi, even though it's very clear that like her first love, her everything is tennis, like I don't think that that played into her relationship with Patrick as much as we kind of assume it might have, because I think when Tashi was fine, not hurt, and she was able to play tennis, she wasn't she wasn't projecting that onto her relationships as yeah. much as she did after. So like, yeah, she would probably bring it up a lot and wanted to help and da 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 da. But like at the end of the day, like I think she probably would have been able to have a functioning, healthy relationship. Maybe not healthy, she's still kind of weird, but like she would have been able to be more like of a person with her partner before her injury. But then after her injury, when she's wasn't able to do that anymore, everything she had to project all of her tennis stuff outside, which is what ruined her relationship with, well, it started off ruined anyway.
Yeah.
But that's why her relationship with Art was horrible. And ultimately, she had to blame Patrick for her injury, so that's why it never worked out. But I think that since the reason she kept going back to Patrick, I think is because they never really got like an ending. I think she just needed to blame him for her injury, so she did for a while. Mm-hmm. But then after a bit, she's like, okay, well, this is this guy that the last time I was who I like was as a full human, mm-hmm. I was with him.
Yeah.
And like now that I have some distance from that, I just have this guy who like kind of reminds me of that past self versus the guy who's helping me like live out my dream, you know?
Yeah. There's so much space in between that time and then the present day. And right. we know that there has been some cheating between Patrick and Tashi in that in-between time. But I really would have loved to have known a bit more about what happened in that space, because it was such a time jump. And we sort of went from the present day to the past to understand present day. But I think some more of that middle chunk would have been better. Like, yeah, we know when they went to Atlanta, they hooked up. But I'm a little confused about that, because because they showed a scene where Tashi and Patrick were sitting at a table, and then Art saw them sitting at the table. Was that present day?
No, that was in Atlanta.
That was Atlanta. Okay.
Yeah.
So then Art knew this whole time.
Yes, Art knew this whole time that she had cheated on him with Patrick. Yeah.
And so we're in this...
And I guess that's why he was kind of cold and he was, like, mean to him in the sauna and at the day of the challenger and stuff. Because it's like, I know you fucked my wife you know?
Let's talk about the I Know You Fucked My Wife confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
So, the moment in this intense tennis game at the end, Art has this twitch that he does when he's serving where he puts the ball, like, in the heart of the racket. And years before, that was sort of Patrick's way to say, like, I fucked Tashi. And now here we are, Art is married and has a family with Tashi. And Patrick does the I fucked Tashi thing in the middle of the game.
Mm-hmm.
That moment kind of, Tashi saw this moment. She didn't know what she was watching, but she knew something bad had happened with the way they were sort of looking at each other, just, like, based on her face.
I feel like she knew that he knew. Like, maybe she didn't know how, obviously, but I think, like, she just knew, like, the way he reacted, and she just saw the way they were interacting. She was like, oh, fuck, he knows. I don't know how, but he knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Art is like, fuck you. And then they play the damn game. And we don't know who won. I guess that's the whole point, is we don't know who won, but we know Tashi lost.
Did she lose?
That's the question. I don't think
Tashi lost.
I have an interpretation of the end. Someone else has a different interpretation of the end. I want to know your interpretation of the end.
Okay, I think that, like, Tashi said at the very... Oh my god, this movie is so good. Tashi said at the beginning, when they're talking, and she's saying, I'll give my number to the person who wins, and they say, well, do you want me to win? He's like, do you want me to win? And she goes, I just want to see some good tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she got in the end. I think that was her, that's her, like, statement. If I had to write every character as a person, I want to see some good tennis, that's Tashi. And that's what she got in the end. Because as much as she might love Art or love Patrick or love whatever, I think at the end of the day, her love is tennis. And she got to see these two men that she has love for play an amazing match of tennis. Like, it was, that's what she wanted. And it ended up bringing them together, which I think in turn for her was like, this is beautiful. This is exactly like what I needed.
So my interpretation of the end is that they're going to have a threesome that night again because of sort of the things you're saying. Like, everyone lost, but everyone won in a different way. So yeah, Tashi, and she had that scream, which I know some people interpret it as, like, an angry scream, but I interpreted it as, like, a, like, the same scream she gave at the beginning of the movie when she won her tennis match.
Yeah, it's not angry, it's, like, intensity. Like, she's just in it,
yes.
You know?
And so I thought the end was, like, oh, they're gonna have a threesome again, and history is sort of going to repeat itself a little bit. Because there was no...
Oh, I didn't really think that far. Like, I didn't think about history repeating itself. I am, like, yeah, they're probably... Like, if I had to, like, foresee what's gonna happen right away, they probably are gonna all hook up tonight.
Yeah.
And, like, it is giving throuple.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, like, the future, I don't know. Because they're also still damaged, you know what I mean? Like, unless Art can reconcile with the fact that he is bisexual or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and Patrick can put aside his, like, ego, and Tashi can stop trying to live her tennis dreams. Yeah. You know what I mean? They all have a lot of, like, inner
healing
stuff to work out, which I don't know if this match is gonna heal all that,
mm-hmm.
but I do think it's healed a little bit, and in terms of the near future, I do think it's giving trouble. In terms of overall, who knows, you know?
And then the person I went to watch the movie with, their interpretation was that bros before hoes.
Absolutely not.
So when
I would have thought that, but Tashi smiled at the end.
Yeah, he really thought that she was angry because the game wasn't thrown. We don't know who won or lost. The boys kind of buckled in. Her marriage is technically in shambles. He kind of was like, neither of the guys want her anymore. And he believed that Patrick was sort of playing her the whole movie. Sure, I'll throw it. And then having sex with her sort of like as ammunition or something. So it's crazy that everyone is watching the same movie. But because of the style choices and the information they gave us, we don't actually know what is meant to be the true story.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's meant to be left under interpretation. I definitely don't agree with that take, though. Like, yeah. I don't think that they're both just done with Tashi. Because in that view, it kind of reframes the whole film as, like, two boys versus a girl. You know what I mean? As if she's the big bad, like, she's the villain. But I think that none of them are the villain in this movie. Like, I think they're all the villain and none of them are the villain. There's no one bad person. And I think to say, like, Patrick was playing Tashi the whole time and stuff like that implies that he, like, knew something she didn't. You know what I mean? Like, or as if he had some underhanded, like, kind of, like, plan that she was not privy to, and it all came out and she was, like, left, like, while he was three steps ahead of her. Like, it's not like that. I think the beauty is that, like, every single person, I think every character at all times is always aware of what's going on. Like, everyone, even if they're in denial about it, at every single point, all three of them knew that Patrick and Art had this, like, homoerotic relationship. All three of them knew that both of the boys were, like, in love with Tashi and wanted to be with her. Mm-hmm. They all knew that Tashi and Art are not in a happy marriage. They all knew that Patrick is a bum. Like, they all knew that, like, Tashi wasn't loyal. Like, it's like everything was known at all times to everyone, which would make you think that there isn't as much, like, depth to the movie, because it's like there's no thing to be found out, or there's no hurdle to cross, but the hurdle is just them as characters, you know. And I think that the end was just, I don't think you're supposed to come to, like, these crazy conclusions of what's going to happen next. I think it's more just showing that, like, the tennis was, like, all their love language. And it was, like, a language they were speaking together. And they all, after everything, were able to do what they all set out to do at the beginning, which is play some good fucking tennis. Mm-hmm. And I think that was just the point. I don't think that, like, one person was, like, I don't think Tashi got, like, no one wanted her or something. I don't think that was it, because I think they both did love Tashi.
Yeah, I think there sort of would have been more anger in Tashi if one person won over the other.
Yeah, because I think, like,
because she wanted
one. Yeah, there wouldn't have been as much resolution.
Yeah,
you know,
it would either be like she's angry that Art lost and Patrick didn't stay true to his word, or she's happy that Art won but knew he didn't win because he's skilled enough, which is sort of the confidence she wanted him to get for the future of his career. But then she also respected Patrick for what he did, and then she would cheat still on Art with Patrick, but this way they get to have the threesome tonight.
Yeah, and I think it, like, brought a lot of things to light, because, like, if one of them won, like, let's say Patrick won,
yeah,
then she's pissed Art lost, and also, like, all of her dreams come crashing down, mm-hmm. because they're not going to go to the Open, probably, and the tennis dreams are kind of, her dreams are dead. Okay, if Art won, then, like, that's on the surface what they both wanted, but they would just have to continue this, like, facade of relationship where they know it's on the downfall and it's gonna end soon, because he already told her that he wants to be done with tennis. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like lose-lose regardless. So them just having this, like, amazing passionate match and having no ending, at least for the audience, I think was, like, the perfect ending.
Yeah, I think so. I think something about exactly how it played out, I mean, and obviously it had to be that, and that's why the writers wrote it to be that, and the director directed it to be that. was because any other ending wouldn't have been satisfying.
Exactly. Yeah. But when you, obviously, no one could have guessed that's how it was going to end. No. So when you were watching it, were you rooting for one or the other? Like, what was your opinions?
I think, and I can almost assume this is what they wanted, but with each flashback, it almost switched who I wanted to win. But from the very beginning, I wanted Art to win because I knew Art, and we didn't know Patrick yet. But then once we started to get to know Patrick, I sort of wanted him to win.
What about in the last scene, when after we've seen everything and we're just watching the tennis?
For Tashi, I wanted Art to win. But as the viewer, I wanted Patrick to win.
Yeah, I think I was rooting for Patrick. I also saw some people saying this online. Two things, and I want to know if you thought about it, because I didn't even consider this, and if you have an opinion. One is that people were saying that when Tashi went to ask Patrick to throw the match, she was actually asking, but her intention was never to actually have him throw the match. She just wanted to light a fire under his ass so it would in turn light a fire under Art's ass to like get them to da 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 da.
To and get to the moment. Some people where
were also saying that potentially that's why she slept with him as well. To like just bring the fire back and bring his confidence back and get him to really play.
Again, it goes back to, like, I wish a good journalist was asking these kinds of questions. Like, I would love for someone to ask Zendaya what, and ask her specifically that sort of conspiracy theory and be like, was this what you were thinking while filming, or was it something else? Not that there is a correct answer, but what was it that you were thinking as the actor to play the role? Because, yes, it's very up for interpretation, but I know when you're acting, you're not acting as, oh, it's fine, it's up for interpretation. You have your answers in mind.
Your goal in mind, yeah.
I would love to know what their stories are, and I'm sure they're different from each other.
Yeah, I'm sure. It was just interesting when I saw that, because I was like, I didn't even consider that, but that actually would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I think I like that a little bit better than her actually asking him to throw it. Although I do actually like her asking him to genuinely throw it as well, because it kind of shows like a softer side to Tashi, where she's like,
I don't know, does
she's
it?
She's like, I think so, because I think that like after he told her, because it was like that conversation that Art and Tashi had in the hotel room, mm-hmm. was like over, like in general, she was basically saying that like, they basically decided their marriage is over. Like, they're getting divorced. Like, this is not going to end well. Once tennis is done, there's nothing between them, unfortunately. And I feel like she was, like, heartbroken that she was losing her dream. But I think she was also just, like, sad for him and their marriage as well. Like, she felt bad that, like, she just couldn't give him what he wants. Which
and
is,
we
like,
knew
a,
from the beginning.
A loving wife and family.
We knew from
yeah,
the beginning.
Yeah, we knew that from the beginning.
Because he said, I love you, and she said, I know. Like, mm-hmm. right off the bat. And that was like a, ooh, damn.
That's another thing that wasn't in the script.
No.
I don't think. Okay. I'm pretty sure that I know wasn't in the script. It was like she says something else or something. I don't know.
I wonder if it was improvised.
Maybe. I feel like they probably just changed it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, also, so many of these questions I just haven't seen interviewers ask. Like, it's always the same. You know, what's the threesome scene like? Which, honestly, the threesome stuff felt so, I mean, it was so important to the story, but it was so, like, long ago. If we think about the movie, like, it was so long ago, so much happened in between that moment and
it
the
also,
end.
Also, as much as, like, it did, like, give us a glimpse, it was important in giving us a glimpse into like Art and Patrick's relationship mm-hmm. and like how they view each other and like how they interact. However, overall for the whole movie, it really like isn't that important.
No.
Because I think it's like at that point, Tashi is not this like insane tennis obsessive like girl who's like in love with this guy or dating this guy or da da da. At this point, the way I interpreted it was like she just met these boys. Like, she actually has no stakes in this at all. She doesn't have feelings for any of them. She doesn't really care. So, like, it seems like she was just having fun. Yeah. And so it really had nothing to do with her. Like, it didn't inform her character at all, in my opinion. I think people tried to perceive it as, like, her being manipulative or something, but I think she was just kind of having fun. And I think what I really think was that she sees these two guys. That's why she kept bringing up that, like, they're, is there anything that went on between you? Like, I don't want to be a homewrecker type shit, because I think in her eyes, she sees two guys who, like, might have a thing. And so she was like, well, let's see what I can do with this. I think she was just playing around. So it really doesn't have much to do with, like, her involvement as a character in the story, in my opinion. So I feel like it could have been taken out. Like, I don't think it's that relevant that it needs to be kept being brought up. But it's just, it's the, like, selling point of the movie, I guess. So, like, that's why people keep asking about it.
Yeah. Also, though, I understand why people keep asking about it, because anything sexualized and sexual becomes bigger than the story, which is so unfortunate. And I'm totally guilty of that as well, because here I am saying I wish they gave us more threesome. Like, I wish they took it all the way.
I mean, I get that, though. Like, I do really understand that, because when I watch a lot of things, I'm like, that's, like, where the juice is. Like, you just, like, the, like, romance or, like, the that, like, shit. Like, it's, like, that's, like, really interesting. I understand why it's, like, very compelling. I just feel like this movie was so much more, in my opinion, so much more compelling beyond any of that stuff. Like, if they threw in some more of that stuff, I'm not complaining, don't get me wrong, but I just, like, it just isn't, like, the main thing to talk about.
It's also interesting too, though, because it left me wanting more, like, to watch more of that, but also that's exactly how the boys felt. They wanted more. And so it kind of just forced you to empathize in a sort of twisted way with the characters more. And I think the movie did a really good job of that, of sort of showing you a different angle and making you feel one way for a character, then showing you another angle and making you feel another way about a different character, but now also flipping the way you felt about the original character.
Yeah, it definitely had you bouncing back and forth, because it's like, I kind of just, like, hated them all, but I also felt bad for them all. Like, I felt so bad for all of them at a certain points. But then at certain points I was like, why the fuck are you doing that? Also, do you think, and this is another thing I did not even consider when I was watching the movie, but I've seen some people talking about it, do you think that Tashi and Art's kid is really Patrick's?
Whoa.
Yeah, because I didn't even consider that as an option when I was watching. I didn't even clock that. Whoa. But technically, when they hooked up in Atlanta, timeline-wise, it lines up for how old their kid is.
Whoa. I'm just sort of replaying the movie in my head right now.
This is what I mean. Like, I literally need to rewatch it and, like, really deep everything that's being said and done.
I'm just trying to think, because, like, there's moments where Art was staring at his daughter, and in those moments I was like, oh, loving dad. But what if he's looking at her like, are you mine?
Yeah, and he knows they hooked up, so he knows. Is it a thought in his mind as it would be anyone else's?
Yeah. Do you have opinions on that?
You record.
Yeah.
On what?
On if the daughter in the movie was actually the blonde guys, or if it was maybe the other guys.
Oh, interesting. I never considered that.
Yeah, neither did
I. I didn't consider it either.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
I think the way we kind of said, like, the way they made the movie, everything is sort of up for interpretation.
I actually don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so either, but I think it's
limited to tennis, you know?
Like, the interpretation is limited to tennis?
No, I think that just, like, the sort of, like, sexual ambiguity between them all is sort of limited to, like, the tennis aspects of the movie. And the kid is, like, purposefully sheltered from that world.
That's true. But maybe it's sheltered because Daddy's Patrick and could not
be.
Art.
Could be.
And I'm just curious. I don't think it is, but I am curious if they intentionally, like, made the choice of, like, lining up the timeline and the age of the kid to make the viewer assume that, or if that's just something that, like, people are jumping to conclusions for.
Okay, because when honestly,
I watched it, I didn't really feel like that.
Honestly, I think it's something people are jumping to conclusions to, but I do think it's a fun theory.
Is that what Twitter's saying?
Probably Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is a fun conspiracy theory, but if that was actually the case, I think they would have done more in the story to allude to that.
Right. That's why I was like, I feel like I would have clocked if he was, like, being, if there was, like, someone said something in a way to imply type shit, but I don't think there was anything of that.
But I think a movie sort of in general that has such, that allows people to just have such a full conversation about it is a good movie. Because we could have just sat here and been like, yeah, this happened. But we've been talking for a long time about how one thing could have been different things. I still stand with my opinion that it was a little boring in certain, like,
it's too long.
It was long, it was a little boring, some scenes felt redundant, but I also still stand with the fact that it was a good story, good structure.
It was fun.
And it was fun in some moments, yeah.
I thought it was a little, like, over-romanticized, maybe. Like, there's a lot of very toxic characters doing, like, terrible things and just generally having a bad time, but it's just, like, the movie's so fun that you kind of forget about, like, all, like, a very poorly managed throuple that they're all in.
Yeah.
Just unethical, I think.
Yeah, like, the music and stuff, it would, like, keep it upbeat with all the tennis and shit, but it was, like, this, everyone is miserable at all points.
Yeah, exactly.
On the car ride back, we were listening to the soundtrack.
Because it's awesome!
I like the soundtrack so a lot, good.
Yeah, it was so, it's, like, a really good, it's a good score, I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, that was a good, I think, analysis of Challengers. In 30 seconds, tell people why they should go watch it. Well, first of all, if you haven't and you made it to the end, spoiler alert. But
I don't need 30 seconds, just go watch it.
Yeah, okay.
It's great. Yeah. Loved it.
I wanted to watch it, but I didn't fully want to watch it until you kept saying you have to go watch it.
I wasn't even sure if you would, like, love it, but I just needed to talk about it.
I know.
Like, fully, so I needed
And
to
I needed
it.
Another podcast episode, so it worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty, thank you everyone for listening. See you next week for the last one. Bye.
I thought this was the last one.
This is 99. We need 100. Mm. Bye.